Good evening, I'm Bob Fisher, your host for Music of the Golden Ages.
He was the perfect volunteer.
Robert Hannon was KUAC's volunteer coordinator when Bob Fisher first began hosting classical music shows at the station 30 years ago. Hannon says he remembers Fisher's passion for music, especially Baroque and opera featured on his show Music for the Golden Ages.
Composers like Handel and Bach and those guys really tell him on that high Baroque musical style that is both so expressive but also quite intricate. And so I think having a mathematical background and that analytical side of Bob could even appreciate more than maybe the average listener these patterns in classical music.
Appreciation and understanding of patterns is also something noted by two of Fisher's longtime colleagues at the National Weather Service in Fairbanks.
The experience of meteorology, where experience comes in, is seeing, oh, here's a pattern. I remember this from 25 years ago. And that's the type of thing Bob was. He was actually better than anybody else I've ever known.
Fellow meteorologist Jim Brader overlapped three of Fisher's five decades with the Weather Service and describes his friend and senior colleague as uniquely talented.
I'm not a doctor, but I think he probably was on the autism spectrum. And those sort of qualities also made him really good at certain things.
He had boxes and boxes of folders of past weather events where he gathered every scrap of information and made notes on it.
Another Fairbanks meteorologist, Rick Toman, whose career also spanned a portion of Fisher's, says Fisher hand-wrote a lot of that information, but also adapted to and embraced new technologies in weather science.
For instance, he did some of his graduate school work on radar meteorology in the 1960s, and 50 years later, he was still learning about radar, which had changed dramatically, and was the Fairbanks Forecast Office station expert on radar meteorology.
Both Toman and Brader say Bob Fisher was known across the agency for his expertise and received national awards for forecasting a 1975 Norton Sound storm and major flooding on the Upper Chena and Salcha rivers in 1986.
Those are things that are people with a lot of experience can recognize, and those are the type of things that Bob was really good at.
Here's Fisher recounting for KUAC News another one of those unusual events, a record snow that fell across the interior in mid-September 1992.
That was a pretty dismal period there with snow and fog lasting almost all of the 3 days.
The snow piled up enough to cancel Fairbanks' annual Equinox Marathon, but Brader, Fisher, and other hardy all-season runners took to the course anyway.
So he had a foot in the snow memory of that event.
Fisher had no local family and rarely left town, and Brader says he was worried when his friend and colleague retired, but says additional slots hosting classical music shows at KUAC help fill the void.
Coming here to KUAC, he really, really enjoyed working here.
One of Bob Fisher's final shows on KUAC was his annual broadcast of Handel's Messiah.
Opus 4, number 5, HWV 293, by Georg Friedrich Handel, bringing this holiday edition of Music of the Golden Ages to its conclusion. I'm Bob Fisher, and I've enjoyed this evening's broadcast.
A memorial gathering for Bob Fisher is being planned in Fairbanks. I'm Dan Bross.